In November 2016, State Health Commissioner Marissa J. Levine, MD, declared the Virginia opioid crisis a public health emergency. In 2014, for the first time in Virginia, more people died from opioid overdoses than fatal car accidents, and the statistics compiled thus far for 2016 are equally grim. In the first half of 2016, emergency department visits for heroin overdoses increased 89% as compared with the same period in 2015, and fatal drug overdoses across the state increased by 35%. In response to the growing opioid crisis, the Central Shenandoah Health District, serving Rockingham, Augusta, Bath, Highland, and Rockbridge counties and surrounding areas, will pilot a program to distribute naloxone, a fast-acting, safe, and easy-to-administer nasal spray that can restore respiration and reduce the potentially fatal effects of opioid overdoses. A family member, bystander, first responder, or medical provider can administer naloxone and save lives. The Central Shenandoah Health District will join three regional community services boards, Harrisonburg, Rockingham, Valley, and Rockbridge, to provide naloxone and free training for how to use it properly. Laura Corngay, MD, Health Director, Central Shenandoah Health District, commented, quotes, "The naloxone program is part of a harm reduction strategy to reduce deaths from opioid overdoses. We'll work with our CSB partners to enhance prevention of and treatment for drug use and provide resources to individuals needing help in battling the disease of addiction." John Young, Executive Director of Rockbridge Area Community Services Board, also commented, quotes, "Rockbridge Area Community Services is excited to partner with the Central Shenandoah Health District to assist in this important outreach to our citizens who struggle with opiate addiction. We will focus on outreach and education for addicts and their families about the addiction treatment services we provide, including Revive, which trains laypersons to administer medication to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose, saving the life of a victim. Those who should consider having naloxone for an opioid overdose emergency include individuals and their household members who have experienced an opioid overdose, used naloxone, or prescribed or non-prescribed opioids, including heroin, or who have received or are receiving medication for opioid use disorder, such as naltrexone, methadone, or buprenorphine. Those with the highest risk for opioid overdoses include anyone recently treated for an overdose or anyone who has used opioids in the past and quit, including individuals released from incarceration or inpatient treatment programs. If you know or suspect that a friend or family member is struggling with addiction and substance use, talk with him or her about it. Addiction is a disease that is best addressed with counseling and sometimes medication-assisted therapy. People suffering from the disease of addiction, like any chronic illness, benefit from a strong support system to help them treat their disease. The Central Shenandoah Health District and Rockbridge Area Community Services will hold free group training sessions for naloxone dispensing. For more information on dates, times, and locations, and to register, please call the Health Department at 540-332-7830. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.